Hello,
Love Talk Radio.
Hello, how are you today? This is Dr. Mirkus. Basically, what is happening now is that I'm getting ready to put down what is needed for the truth. The truth never stops. I have a letter to all those in radio stations, and I will send it out. But before I send it out, it's time to get it done. Get it done as far as as far as to teach you what's going on. So I'm going to read the letter the best that I can. This is in response to the broadcast. It says the way it is. And this program was done by the PBS station in about 1972. And it was a thing that was broadcast by Marvin Scott of News PIX 11. And you had other people that put the show together. One of the names was James Ford. And it was about a lady named Glenda Spencer. I'm going to give a big shout out to Ms. Spencer. And rest in peace for your husband. And I used to live near there. I used to live at 13902 231st Street, which was about, I would say, roughly five blocks, Rosedale, Queens. I graduated from Springfield Gardens High School, and I walked to Rosedale to get that pizza that they had over there. Sadly to say, we had to fight to go to school, which was Springfield Gardens. We had to fight to go to the mall at Valley Stream. I came from the south side of Brooklyn, Red Hook section, went to church at 4th Place and Smith Street, next to what they call Smith and 9th Street for the G-Line and the F-Train. The neighborhood that the church was in was an Italian neighborhood, and we had to fight to walk home from church. My father, his name was Milton Wade, he drove us to church, and we had to walk back home, which was about 2 to 3 miles. The name of the church was Calvary Baptist Church. The church brought the congregation out of the routine of being in the projects into different areas. The church eventually relocated to the Red Hook Projects area in the building that was formerly a bakery called Lawson's Bakery. Personally, I have stuck to the teachings of Jesus Christ, which is the foundation which I have taken my baptism as a child. And Reverend Enoch Scott was the founder of that church. The name of the church again was Calvary Baptist Church, and his name was Reverend Scott. So when I heard this thing about Mr. Scott, Marvin Scott, of WPIX 11. The name brought joy just to hear another Scott advocating information that was actually not lost but not heard of in this new generation. I have adopted into the thinking of the dreams and visions of the original Constitution, which say we, the people. I have been adopted by a middle-class white family named Millers. This was in the state of Massachusetts. The Miller family had 500 acres of land, and they were teachers. They taught me a different lifestyle, and the lifestyle that they had, I respected. As you call the white race, we now call a privileged race. They showed me the importance of loyalty to those who are loyal to God. They showed me the learning and importance of reading and writing, and truth about ethnics and matters towards others. These teachings were written in the Bible as the Ten Commandments. Never to forget the health matters, along with keeping of daily hygiene. Every piece of learning must be used to establish the idea of a free democratic society. I was encouraged to give my best back to society without being selfish. And this is why I continue to this day serve the Lord with gladness and give that which I have because I am an instrument of Christ. For all of Christ's children, the lost, and the found. So to show respect and to earn it and to put forth our efforts to be respected, to appreciate those blacks and whites that did not have the teachings of both sides of the view of society, and they will not be able to know right from wrong. By that I mean everyone has a view, and each view is important to the individual. But to gather all views and to use it for the greater cause of the all is a very important job and chore that most people do not entertain. When we learn each other's view on how we look at the world, then we can appreciate and help each other. The learning of each group of people who are in America is vital to the respect and helping them. For each group of people to overcome the influence of their past country, their past relationships, and their past programming. For each human to evolve into the vision of our forefathers who wrote the great American Constitution. This special vision is a godly vision. This vision is only given to those who are reprogrammed. This is done by those who are chosen. The truth is not given to those who still program to be subjected to the ill thoughts of greed or being selfish. So I say to Mr. Scott, both living and those who are not here, my relief from the pains of the public housing authority complex came from giving from a worthy family from Massachusetts who would take me to their home in the summer. This program was a government program that was called the Fresh Air Fund. So big up to all those and the Fresh Air Fund, all those who were there volunteering their services, as well as the Greyhound bus for bringing us there. I know for a fact that since slavery and the times that people came through, their lives with not enough love for one another, so people could not learn each other. Racism is promoted by the media because it brings separation and it brings revenue, money, to the big newspapers and TVs, the cable, and other monopolies that control the broadcasting. The policies that were placed in the mind of all the people are still the same as it was when I was 17 years old, living in Lawton, Queens, five blocks away from Rosedale, and the way it was, or the way it is. Change will only be made and maintained by those who were reprogrammed to be different. In the church, they say you must be reborn. And this is what they were speaking of, to be deprogrammed, reprogrammed, and live your life totally different from that which was given to us as children in school. This difference is now called love. So to all the Mr. Scotts, all those who are mature and experienced, those who know the media must also know that new technology that is at the disposal of the general population will be the instrument that will bring clarity and peace to America and around the world. Those who were sitting publicly in the office of the systems of the past have said that we, the general public, do not count. How does the networks of small monopolies perceive separation for their own protection? Those first in seats of government brought in laws that represent the ruling class only, while secretly their actions, those who sat in public and private corporations, piggybacked off those leaders that were in the Senate and the House committees. Let us not forget the many racist laws that were written to protect the state, to protect the city, to protect the federal government. At that time, 30 to 40 years ago, many of these laws are still on the books. They are still in effect and affecting the millions of Americans around the world. Those positions of the past are now being disabled because of age, death, sickness, and now being replaced by people who earnestly represent their lives to make a change. So please listen to this track that I've written for 30 years. 30 years ago. It is written to heal the racial disturbance between the black and white communities. I want to thank you for your time. It is time, the right time, for truth and healing to be heard repeatedly and applied by each American. And I will play the track. I dream today I just would like to say thank you for listening to the track. It's called Righteous Girls. The hook is Sister, Sister. Brother, Brother, learn to live with one another. And this this is part of introduction to the first book. This is our first book. And you have to put, we will put the scriptures in it later. My name is Escape Master Spark, I-9 Gabriel 19, known to the inner circle as Bubba, B-U-B-A, which the hand of God. The word Bubba means blessings understood, blessings applied. I'm from the all-eyes-seeing creator, the creator of this world and all that's in the galactical heavens. From the smallest grain of sand to the largest solar system, there is no problem that cannot be fixed. The Most High has given me the chance to teach His kingdom how to live in happiness. Today, what new slaves conceive as problems in the societies are traps. These traps from the truth. Inadequate information was programmed into your brain since your birth on Earth. Problems in this world only exist because of your personal greed for power over the materialistic pleasures of the country. Materialistic pleasures of this country. Your brain and the memory it contained has been systematically erased. This was and is continually being done by those who you trusted with your life. They have fed you the wrong foods to keep your brain from functioning properly, to make sure that you would not remember the truth of your existence. You are being entertained each day with information that makes you weak. These procedures are being enforced by the mass media programs such as your favorite magazines, the newspapers, radio, television, and program talk shows, all purposely leave you without your greatness. So that particular part size for what I just put down about Mr. Scott, who broadcasted the article written by James Ford for WPIX 11 about Glenda Spencer and things that happened in about 1975, the way it is, as they put it, the way it is. And the way it is, and now we look at it, and now we have people in place. We have people in Congress. We have people in the Senate. We have people in the policy making arena to make changes. But if they don't think that change is necessary, if they don't see that we did make change, but these changes, it's so small that will not take the, it will not solve the problem. So we know that music is a way of communication, and we know that this track, Sister, Sister, Brother, Brother, is not only a good track to cleanse the mind and to restore the soul. It is also an anthem because it's one of the longest running tracks that have not been recognized by the enemy. And that's why you don't hear it on the radio. It was not designed to be on the radio. It was designed to be played in your house, in your happy times, in your thinking times, in your troubled times, in death, in birth, is a part of what we call our culture in Americas. So for those who were in a hurry to see a quick fix, and they were satisfied with that, and now they are gone. They didn't tell the story. They didn't leave a legacy. So people, there's a lot of unanswered questions that are still out there, and there is a lot of answers that should have been said years ago, but because those who were in the media, those who ran the television stations, radio stations, magazines, and it's a lot of people, but we call them monopolies because they are corporations, and these corporations was formed from the cooperation of many people who have pledged their allegiance towards putting out or casting. When you're talking about a cast of people, they're casting their spell on you. When you're talking about spell, they're using letters like A, B, C, D, and all of that, symbols with their meanings that they have written. So because they created these words as authors of writing, they now, and no one rebutted them, they now have the authority to say that this is what it is, but only if that's what you step into their small world. There's a difference between the world and the globe. So now you have the track. Listen to the track. Tape the track. Let your children hear it. Think what they say. Let your parents hear it. See what they say. Your grands, the grandmothers, the grands. So before I leave, I just want to say the prayer, which is the Lord Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, holy is thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Dr. Americas in the building.